This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8:01 here on this Monday, January 12th. We'll be taking a look at protests overseas.
I'm Rodney Price. A body was found in Lake Afton over the weekend. We'll check out the status of the investigation coming up.
Currently in Wichita on this Monday morning, we have a sunny sky. It is 32 degrees. Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, leading President Trump to believe that the country's government may be crossing a red line set by the United States.
President Trump is closely watching the protests in Iran, so much so that he's set to meet with administration officials tomorrow to talk about next steps. The president, who has promised to respond forcefully if Iran resorts to mass violence, suggests the country is close to crossing his red line. The Human Rights Activists news agency says at least 500 people have now been killed. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. options are not limited to just military strikes. Officials are also expected to consider boosting anti-government sources online, deploying secretive cyber weapons against Iranian military and civilian sites, and placing more sanctions on the regime.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report.
A shooting happened at a trailer park in Wichita last night in the 4100 block of South Hydraulic near the Kansas Turnpike and MacArthur Road. The call came in shortly after 10 p.m. as the victim was on the way to the hospital. The victim is expected to survive.
We had a shooting this morning in Wichita. This is on the southwest side at 55th South and Hoover Road at about 6:15 this morning. One victim in extremely critical condition after that shooting. The Wichita City Council today is going to swear in new and reelected city council members. New council member from District 1 will be the new person on the council, Joseph Shepard. He replaces Brandon Johnson, who has finished his second term. The body of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a body was recovered from Lake Afton Saturday afternoon.
A little after 2 p.m., a deputy patrolling Lake Afton Park was contacted by a person who reported an unidentified object floating in the water near the dam on the south side of the lake. Deputies were unable to identify the object and requested help from Sedgwick County Fire District No. 1. Their crews deployed a boat and recovered a man's body from the water. A positive identification was not possible due to the condition of the body. At this time, it's unknown if the remains are that of Ian Shelton, who went missing near the lake in early December. The remains were taken to the Sedgwick County Regional Forensic Science Center, where an autopsy will be performed. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Ahead of the March 3rd special election, there has been an unexpected snag regarding a proposed 1% sales tax in Wichita. On Friday, the city said it was notified by the Sedgwick County Election Office that 11 of the county's regular polling locations won't be available. It's a move that'll impact around 26,000 voters. The election office explained that the need for the alternative polling locations will inflate the election's cost to $170,000 because $20,000 will be spent mailing out postcards with updated voting locations for the voters who are affected.
A 24-year-old Wichita man who beat his mother to death has been sentenced to life in prison.
Devin Joel pleaded guilty in December of 2024 to first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated robbery in connection with the May 30th, 2023 death of Casey Joel. According to a probable cause affidavit, 911 received a call from someone saying a man tried to kill his mother and was beating her in the head with a landscape brick. Officers arrived and found Casey's body in the backyard of her home near Central and Edgemore. A judge sentenced him Friday to life with parole eligibility after 25 years, plus an additional 226 months. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The debate continues nationwide about the shooting death of a Minnesota woman by federal agents and whether it was an act of self-defense.
Trump border czar Tom Homan said he won't judge if the woman shot and killed by an ICE agent, Renee Good, was a domestic terrorist. He does say she shouldn't have been where she was.
If you want to protest, protest, but don't actively impede and interfere, and certainly don't drive a 4,000-pound vehicle toward an officer.
Minnesota Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey said you don't have to believe either side. He thinks video tells the story.
You had a person that was definitively trying to just get out of there. They were trying to leave the scene.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Good's death sparked protests nationally over the federal presence in U.S. cities. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A comic book sets a new record, and the good and the bad of AI. And our full weather forecast is on the way as well on this Monday morning. KNSS News Time, 8:06. It's 8:09 here on this Monday morning. A rare comic book sets a new record.
This comic opened the book on the superhero genre.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Before Superman got his own comic books and TV show and movies, his origin story was included as part of Action Comics No. 1, which came out in 1938 and sold for 10 cents. Only about 100 are known to exist, and a copy, once stolen from actor Nicolas Cage, just sold for a record $15 million, beating Superman No. 1, which sold for more than $9 million last November. Metropolis Collectibles Comic Connect, which negotiated the deal, says both buyer and seller are remaining anonymous. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
8:10, here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
Traffic in Wichita right now. Well, the traffic volumes are getting just a little bit thinner, and that's good news. We've got some issues on the roadways now, though. This is Kellogg and I-135. The ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-135 running very slow. And from westbound Kellogg, the northbound I-135, very slow. We do have a stalled out vehicle right there at that ramp, slowing things down. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast. Check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We'll see a few clouds this morning, otherwise sunshine and a milder Monday afternoon. A high of 60 with the southwest breeze 5 to 15. Clear and lower 30s overnight. Even warmer on Tuesday, mostly sunny, turning partly cloudy, high 64. Cold front moves through on Tuesday night, may see a sprinkle. Otherwise windy and much colder on Wednesday with a high of 45. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest. A sunny sky. It is 32 degrees.
Well, the Kansas legislature is back in session for their 2026 session, which begins today. Every Monday at this time, we will bring you our Under the Dome update. And with us this morning is Senate President Ty Masterson. Senator Masterson, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on. I apologize for any background noise. I'm literally on the road to the peak as we speak.
No. Well, we appreciate you joining us and taking the time. Again, the legislature reconvenes later this morning. And, obviously, I think the number one priority, certainly for many Kansans, is going to be budget, tax reform, property taxes. I'm assuming you would agree.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the constitutional responsibility we have is to do a budget. So that's going to be there. We have to keep trimming some of all the stimulus money and spending has gotten out of control to some degree. And so, but probably the biggest thing we need to tackle is getting an amendment on the ballot, a constitutional amendment on property tax, because we are, everywhere I've gone around this state, that is the number one concern of the Kansas people. You know, we've got to stop, rapid increases and try to figure out how to stop taxing people on an unrealized gain. So that's probably number one is property tax.
I had your colleague, Senate Majority Leader Chase Blasey, on my show last night, and he agreed. I mean, he mentioned the cap, the property tax cap that you all have passed out of the Senate, I think twice now, but it seems like it doesn't gain traction when it flies across to the other chamber. What do you think it's going to take to find something like that that'll pass both chambers?
Well, you've experienced this yourself, John. You know how it is. There's a handful of members on one side that we need to figure out how to get them on board. Because it takes a supermajority, right, to set it on the ballot. I think we're getting close. And we've actually passed it three times out of the Senate, but, who's counting? We have to have some type of cap, because there's two major problems in property tax. And one of them is that these rapid increases where people will experience, a 18, 20, 25% increase year over year. And, you know, and that's not a gain to them. And then the people that have been in their houses for many years, right, or even businesses, they begin to, their house might actually be worth in the current market what the county says it's worth, but that's not cash to them, right? It's like an investment. And so that you're really taxing them on an unrealized gain. And those, the only way to solve those is to get an amendment on the ballot that will produce a cap.
Another issue that's been burning people a little bit is what's going on with cell phone bans in schools. How much traction will this get?
Oh, that will get tremendous traction. I mean, to the point, we've pushed it enough, I think even the governor's going to sign it. I'd be surprised if she didn't jump out and try to even take credit for it like it was her idea. But it's definitely coming, because you're looking around the country and areas where the cell phones are just completely out of the classroom. I mean, they're even further out, the better, right? Even if they don't do it passing periods, lunchtimes is just in school, you don't have them. You're getting much better results in the classroom.
We're talking with Senate President Ty Masterson. You know, Senator, you and I have talked about the implications of the recent actions that the Trump administration has taken by rescheduling marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. It does have some implications that we should note. This hasn't legalized it. It just, you know, changed it from a Schedule 1 narcotic to basically where, you know, it makes it a lesser schedule, but it is still illegal. That, however, may prompt some in the chamber to want to pursue medical marijuana. What do you think that is that likely to come up this session?
There's just not an appetite for it in the legislature right now. And you're correct, it did not legalize. And what it did do, and what I'm bullish on, is allows for more research, right? Because you have one side say it's a panacea, it's great for everybody. The other side say it's absolutely devastating to everybody, and we need to have that research. It's true. What Schedule 3 does is allows, I mean, if the FDA were to approve something, you could get it through a pharmacy today off of that schedule, right? I mean, that's just, so it allows for research. So I think the time is coming, but they definitely need to have the research done.
On the sunsetting school finance formula requires significant attention. That's something you've had interim committees working on. That's got to be addressed. I'm sure you're working on that, correct?
Yeah, but the timing on that, really, the drop dead is the session of 27.
Okay.
So it's still going to be in conversation this year. You probably won't see any conclusion, more interim study. That's a big deal, right? You know, school funding is, you know, more than half of the state's budget. So it's important that you get that right. So you probably won't see anything done on that until the 2027 session.
Well, Senator, you're driving up to Topeka. I won't take any more of your time. Drive carefully. And if folks, by the way, tomorrow is the governor's state of the state. I'm sure you'll be on the edge of your seat waiting to hear from her.
It's always where I have to sit during that, right behind her. It's always difficult not to make faces. To hear what you said.
And we'll see you.
I'll be good.
We'll see. Well, yeah, you'll behave. We'll see you at the end of the month for the state convention, and we'll talk to you and Dan every other Monday here on Woodward and Witt.
Sounds good. Thanks, John. Have a good week.
Thank you, my friend. That's our Senate President, Ty Masterson, for our weekly Under the Dome update.
On his way up for the session, which begins today.
I've made that drive for 4 years. I made that drive every Monday, and it's always fun, especially in weather conditions.
So if things go normally, when would the session then come to an end?
Well,
How long does it last?
It's a 90-day session, and they this Dan and Ty have actually expedited the process. They go fast, so they'll go up there and they'll run it. My guess is they have that, you know, the 3 week period where they take their break, but they'll be out by April, you know, and then they'll come back for a recess and they'll be in and out and done.
All right, good stuff. It is 8:18 here with Woodward and Witt. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Had a big shocker game yesterday in college men's basketball at Coke Arena, Wichita State, hosting the Mean Green of North Texas, a team that they've had trouble with since becoming conference foes again. That was not the case yesterday. The Shockers playing well and getting back in the win column, and a high-scoring senior leading the way, Kenyon Giles. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call on 103.7 KEYN.
penetrates down the left side, back out on the wing. Giles, his first three, good.
Why not?
Why not, indeed.
My.
His first three-point attempt of the day. He drilled it. He's got 22, and the Shockers lead by 17.
Yeah, before he even took that three, he was 9 of 12 shooting.
Wow.
From two-point range. And then he started putting in threes.
Puts it on the floor. Throws it out to Giles. Long three. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Halfway between the top of the arc and the center jump circle, and he buries another one. He's got 33 points.
He had the hot hand.
A career-high 33. In fact, the third time in the last four games, he has set a career high. 13 of 17 shooting, a perfect 4-for-4 from three-point range. Shockers win it over North Texas, 78-67. Nice win for the Shockers by double digits over the Mean Green. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We shoot 51% against a top 30 defensive team in the country, but it's the turnovers, right, that just make it inefficient basketball. And need to clean that up, but, you know, to go up 17 and then basically kind of, it got down to 8, but just kind of kept it above 8 the whole time is a much better response than what happened a week ago.
And another one of the Shocker stars was Caron Boyd, talking about his teammate Kenyon Giles.
KG getting off early, having 33 points, we feed in a hot hand, so obviously we want him to keep scoring, like, let the match burn out. But for him, it doesn't ever burn out, so definitely focus more on the defensive end and let him go over the offense and try to fit in where I can.
Shockers now 2-2 in the conference, 10-7 overall, 8-2 on home court at Coke Arena, winning a win yesterday. Take a look at pro football, 3 playoff games yesterday on Sunday. We'll take a look at the fact that we're going to have a new Super Bowl champion. The defending champion Philadelphia Eagles are out. San Francisco goes across the country and beats Philly 23-19. One of the big stars on defense for the Niners is a rookie from Kansas State. Safety, Marquise Siegel. You heard the game yesterday on KFH.
Ball is just inside the 22. We're down to 9:22 to go on the fourth. Handoff, Barkley, he gets hit hard. Siegel and Barkley may need a moment. There was a shot down low and his body just crumbled.
It's a really nice job by Robert Saleh because he had Marquise Siegel, the backup safety who's out there, had him come in very late down into the box. So he was the unblocked defender that made the tackle.
Yeah, the K-State rookie Marquise Siegel, 8 tackles yesterday, third most in the game. As the 49ers advance in the playoffs with that win at Philadelphia. Buffalo and New England, other winners yesterday, moving on to the next round of the playoffs. The Jaguars and the Chargers eliminated, along with the Eagles. Happy birthday today to a pretty good pitcher that came through here. Former Wichita Arrows pitcher Paul Rushel is 79 today. Very reliable starting pitcher for the Arrows for 4 seasons in the early to mid 1970s. 25 wins, 26 saves. Then pitched for 5 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Chicago Cubs. Happy birthday to former Arrows pitcher Paul Rushel. He is 79 today. That is sports with Woodward and Witt, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Dub event venue at WBC Delano. Hey, that's perfect for graduation parties and meetings and reunions. Visit wichitabrew.com. Begin your booking at the Dub event venue. That's at WBC Delano, where groups gather. It is 8:23 with Woodward and Witt. Traffic and weather is on the way, and violent anti-ICE rhetoric will be discussed on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. That's next on KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:31. You're listening to Ted Woodward and John Whitmer today on this Monday morning. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 32 degrees. A wrong-way driver died after causing a crash involving 3 other vehicles in northwest Wichita. This was early last evening as troopers got a call of a wrong-way driver just before 6:45.
Dispatch took a call of a wrong-way driver that was eastbound in the westbound lanes of K-96. While units were en route to try and intercept the vehicle, it got to about West Street and was involved in a head-on collision.
And that involved a Jeep Cherokee and a Toyota Camry. The wrong-way driver's vehicle was a Honda Accord. which stopped across the roadway and was then T-boned by a GMC Yukon, both vehicles then going into the ditch. The wrong-way driver, a 74-year-old man, was ejected from his vehicle. He was hospitalized in extremely critical condition and later died. The driver had been traveling the wrong way for at least 7 miles.
A competition to design a missile that can help Ukraine hit a target as far away as Moscow.
It's called Project Nightfall. The British government is asking defense firms to come up with a brand new weapon for Ukraine. The device should be a ground-launched tactical ballistic missile with a range of over 300 miles that could bring military targets in Moscow within range. According to UK government documents, forces will need to be able to launch multiple missiles in quick succession, then withdraw within 15 minutes. UK Defence Secretary John Healey saying he's determined to put leading-edge weapons in Ukrainian hands. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Thoughts from Chief of Naval Operation Admiral Daryl Cottle and Marine Commander General Eric Smith about America's renewed focus on naval shipbuilding.
Admiral Cottle says the reinvestment in shipbuilding is necessary.
When you want to deter conflict, you have to have capability. It's got to be present. It's got to be on the battlefield.
General Smith says that is extremely challenging when it comes to shipbuilding, though, because
there's no shipbuilders left in America. There's welders, pipe fitters, steam fitters. And if there's not steady work for them in the shipyards, they'll go elsewhere.
He adds,
can't buy back those employees once they go to work for Tesla or Ford Motor Company.
Admiral Cottle says any difficulties must be overcome.
To be a great superpower, we have to be a great sea power.
He also criticizes those claiming a rise in defense spending is not necessary.
It is expensive, but the alternative is much more expensive.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The process is moving along for a memorial to a man considered to be one of America's founding fathers.
Saturday, January 10th, marked the 250th anniversary of the publication of Thomas Paine's famed pamphlet, Common Sense, considered a landmark document that helped inspire the 13 colonies to declare independence. The British-born Paine might finally get a long-anticipated tribute from his adopted country. A Washington, D.C. memorial was authorized by a 2022 law, but still awaits approval from the Department of Interior and Secretary Doug Burgum and the go-ahead to place it on the National Mall. A Burgum approval would send the law back to Congress for enactment and a 2030 monument completion deadline. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
NASA has announced possible launch dates for our return to the moon.
The mission of Artemis II is to return humankind to the moon for the first time since Apollo 17 Commander Gene Cernan stepped off the lunar surface on December 14, 1972.
We leave as we came. And God willing, as we shall return.
NASA announced February 6 as the earliest date, with 12 more possible launch dates stretching into April. The plan is to have astronauts orbit the moon and then land on it during a different mission next year. Roger Stern, Fox News.
It's 8:51 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, our Wichita Business Journal with Kirk Seminoff. Now it's time for Three Big Things. Indiana is now a 7.5-point favorite over Miami for the CFP title game.
Two.
Grassroots coalition opposing the proposed 1% sales tax increase in Wichita calls on city council to cancel the March 3rd election.
One.
There's one wild card game left in the 2025 NFL playoffs. The Houston Texans visit the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight for Monday Night Football. That's Three Big Things on Woodward and Witt. Let's look at traffic with Jad Chambers.
So far this morning in traffic, we've had problems here and there, kind of things all over the place. But right now, we've still got some really heavy traffic in that area around Central and Hillside. Wesley Medical Center, of course, they've got, you know, new construction stuff going on over there via the parking garage. So just something to consider. And your commute, you might see extra traffic over there for quite a while. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Should be a nice day today. Sunny with a high of 59. This evening, mostly clear, low of 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 32 degrees. Of Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And coming up after our show, it's the Glenn Beck Program. One of the topics today, tech leaders warn that California's taxes will accelerate billionaires exiting the state this year. Coming up on the Glenn Beck Program next after Woodward and Witt. It's 8:53 here on this Monday morning. Let's check in and get another local business update from the editor of the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Semenoff. Hello, Kirk.
Hello, Ted. The golf course property east of Hutchinson that opened in 2007 and then closed in 2009, then opened again in 2015 before closing again in 2020, is giving it a third try. It won't be the same Cottonwood Hills course that won national acclaim but couldn't develop homes around the property. This time, Northeast Kansas developers are coming to Hutch and calling it Salt Lick Golf and Hunting Resort. And plans filed with the Reno County Planning Commission show two 18-hole courses and a 9-hole par 3 course with lodge-style accommodations for guests. If the Planning Commission approves rezoning this week, construction on the courses is expected to begin in the spring, with tee times projected by 2028, a year before the U.S. Senior Open returns to nearby Prairie Dunes Country Club. A project cost has not been revealed. And a local property management firm has made its first acquisition with plans to keep growing. After 11 years in business, Reliance Property Management has acquired Wichita's Bassett Property Management Group, and it's expanded its portfolios to 2,500 doors, mostly across Wichita. The deal will help Reliance scale by hiring more talent, improve its customer service, and get better pricing with its service providers. Bassett Properties portfolio consisted of mostly new build properties such as duplexes. Reliance manages single-family and new-build multifamily rental properties in the area and some vacation rentals across the South. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Reliance, a firm on the grow.
I'm Troy McClure. No, that was actually Kent Brockman. Wasn't
Kent
it?
Brockman, probably, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hey, how was the weekend, Kirk?
It was not great. Didn't do much except watch sports games, as they say.
Nothing wrong with that.
We had some good sports games.
Go sports. Yeah,
football.
We did.
Yeah. One more tonight.
Great football.
One more playoff game tonight, and then we know then everything's set.
Sometimes that's what will this be
Aaron Rodgers' last game?
You never know.
He did better this season than I expected.
He, like me, will go into his darkness retreat and figure things out, emerge. We'll go, hey, thanks,
but that's
Kirk.
That's daily for you, Ted.
Exactly. Hey, thanks, Kirk. We'll have more from you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. With Ted and John in the morning, Woodward and Whip, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
It's cold outside.